Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
If you're 200,000 people without power, well, maybe in your car you can hear us. Hey!
What's up?
Dylan, Schmidl, I hope you get your power back.
Thank you.
I don't know how a gamer lives without power.
Yeah. It's got to be rough over there. Can't you call your uncle and see if the power's back on this morning?
I did call him, actually, and he said there's no power. It's real cold at the house.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
BJ, buddy. Why don't you invite him over?
Yeah, why don't you come over to my place?
And bring
his... Oh, I'm not going to be there today.
Well, that's okay. You can have the key. Why don't you ask him to bring his console?
You want to come over and game at my house?
I just rented a hotel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. What about Michelle? Michelle has a huge house.
The highway's closed. I can't get to her house.
In Parker?
Michelle lives in Castle Rock.
What hotel you staying at?
I thought she lived in Parker.
The extended stay that's like right by here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple blocks.
Maybe I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Listen, you can get to Michelle if she lives in Castle Rock.
Maybe. She lives right by the outlets.
Yeah, there's back roads.
Okay.
You need to take Santa Fe and around.
Okay, yeah. I know that way.
Yeah. Just because I-25... All these people with I-25 is closed. They think they can't get places, you know, like work and stuff.
Yes.
I got my dogs too, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to take care of them.
Michelle's rich. She has a mansion.
She has a really big Rottweiler that I don't really want my dogs around.
Oh.
Oh. Is he mean?
He's not mean, but he just likes to play way too much, and he's huge.
And one bad bite, and it all goes
down. Does she know that you hate her dog?
Since you watch him all the time?
Yeah. Does she know all this?
I guess she does now. Yeah.
Michelle, he hates your dog.
Yeah, I don't think I would go over to Michelle's house if I, Yeah, I'm not a fan of Rottweilers.
So,
wait a minute.
Are you taking your dogs to the hotel?
Yeah, it's a dog-friendly hotel.
Oh, yep. Wow. Right. All right.
Yeah. You and your dogs.
Michelle just texted us that we hate Ziggy, her Rottweiler.
Oh. I don't hate Ziggy. I don't know Ziggy.
I don't like Rottweilers. I don't go to houses with Rottweilers.
Yeah.
I just don't.
They're okay, I guess.
Ooh, they're brutal. They'll kill you.
I don't think.
Or a pit bull. When pit bulls, either.
Yeah.
You got a pit bull, we're not friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat you alive. They won't even give up. They'll even turn on your owners.
Boy, I tell you, Dylan, you blew that one.
Yeah.
Telling her you hate her dog.
My little cash cow's gone now.
Did you just call her a cow?
Watch out.
I guess I did.
Oh. Everything you're saying is crap.
I know. She hates me now.
Does she put the dog, like if she put it in a room, I'd go over to her house.
Oh, she puts it in a room.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, okay. He has his own room where he plays and he has toys and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like that dog could eat through a wall.
Oh, easily. If it knew that it could jump over the gate, it would be able to leap over it easily. It just doesn't understand that it's big enough to do it.
I'll tell you why I'm not a fan of the Rottweiler pit bull mix thing or whatever.
What?
Because I had a cat. And I lived at the beach, and this dog got away from its owner's leash because it saw my cat, and it ran through, it jumped over the wall from the beach, over the wall, into my home through my sliding glass doors, and went through my entire house looking for Clifford.
Really?
Yeah, and the owner's just like, couldn't get over the wall to get into my house. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, your dog is in my house!
Wow. So did he find Clifford?
No, Clifford had under that.
Good job.
Yeah, I know, right?
Good job.
Escaped death. Jamie, you're so stupid. Think of Rottweilers, pit bulls could kill or turn on their owner. You dumb racist bitch.
Wow.
Well, now I'm a racist?
That seems.
How did I become a racist for not liking a dog? Don't throw that word around. You're an idiot. That is so dumb. Racist. A racist gets a pit bull.
Yeah, that was a dog.
You're canine racist.
Yes, I'm canine racist. Well, look up those people that had those dogs and it turned on them. I don't think you want to see it. Okay. Any dog that goes after a cat is just a damn dumbass. Doesn't even matter what breed it is. Okay. And that's why every cartoon from the end of time has been... Okay, never mind. I'm not going to fight with these people. I won't. I love your dog, Michelle.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a nice dog.
I'm sure it's great. I mean, but Dylan, who's the biggest dog lover on the planet, does not like that dog.
Mm-mm. He doesn't want that dog around his dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I like Ziggy. He's fun to be around. He's definitely a people dog, but I just wouldn't bring my dogs around him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a big boy.
Didn't you have a dog maul your dog, BJ?
I did.
What kind of dog was that?
Pitbull. It was a pit bull. Yeah. It was a dog that was out on the highway, and I stopped to pick the dog up, put it in my car.
Yeah.
And little did I know I had a killer dog in there. But I drove the dog to my house. He had a tag, so I was going to call the owner to come and get the dog. But I brought the dog inside the house, and within a matter of seconds, he had my dog by the neck in his jaws. I mean, I thought he was going to kill my dog. And I picked him up. I threw him around the house and threw him out the back door and left him in the yard. And I called the animal control people.
Yeah, that's scary. You were trying to do the right thing.
I tried to do the right thing, and this dog almost killed my dog.
Just so you know, you moron, not liking a specific breed of a dog is being racist.
It is?
Huh.
I've never heard that before.
I've never...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of pit bulls. I'm not because of that incident.
You know what I don't like?
I don't care for them.
Basset hounds.
Yeah. You don't like basset hounds?
No, I'll tell you why.
Oh, they're sweet dogs.
We had a basset hound for 13 years.
Yeah.
Megan was the dog's name.
Yeah.
God, did that dog have puppies. Ugh.
Well, dogs have puppies.
A lot. Like that, our dog was a whore.
Yeah.
Got around the neighborhood.
Yeah. They can be that way.
It's like... Why is her dog pregnant again? Yeah. My dad said because it was a whore. I'm like, Daddy, we have a dog that is a whore. He's like, yes, baby, our dog is a whore.
We aren't going to do any tabloid trash.
And then we went back into the trailer.
Music's still playing.
Oh, you want some tabloid trash?
Well,
I know what we can talk about real quick, and then I'll wrap it up. I didn't really do any. But here's the thing. So you know how you said, I find it hard to believe people get stuck in the snow, blah, blah, blah.
It's hard for me to imagine you get yourself in that situation.
But you can. And you
it does happen. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying it's hard for me to comprehend how you can get yourself stuck in those situations.
And right now, as we speak, 400 cars are stuck. I-25 from Castle Rock to Monument is still closed because they're trying to take away those 400 cars that are still there. No, there's only 100 there. 100 cars from Castle Rock to Monument still closed because of all those cars there. But you find that hard to believe. You know what I find hard to believe?
What's up?
A mob hit.
A mob hit?
A hit on a mobster guy.
That was crazy, huh?
Yeah, tell them. This is the craziest thing ever.
This is the Gambino family in New York City.
Right.
The last big mob boss to be taken out was like 30 years ago when that guy, forget his name, but he arrived at that steakhouse and he was shot. But you thought the mob stuff's over, right? It doesn't
exist
anymore.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But last night, the big Gambino family mob boss was shot down in cold blood. 6 bullets to him. And then they ran over him with a truck. But it was a mob hit last night in New York City, Staten Island.
How does that still happen? How does the mob? Like,
I don't know.
I can't even put my head around there's still mobs.
Yeah.
You know?
And they say it's the last big hit was 30 years ago until last night.
What was that guy's name?
The new guy? The guy that got whacked last night. They call it whacked in the business.
I thought, they call it whacked?
Uh-huh. When a guy gets whacked.
How do you know this, mob man?
Because I watch a lot of mob shows.
Oh, and so they say whack.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Gotti and all those guys, but they say that they got whacked. Right, Sean?
That's right. They say whacked.
They say whacked.
Then slammer.
Yeah, if you watch, for a fact, one of my favorite movies of all time, Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Mobster movie, right? One of my favorites.
Did you see, we were on vacation or something. I forgot where we were. Did you see that there was like a Mexican restaurant that's tied to El Chapo?
Yes, here in Denver.
Yes! Mm.
No.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
And it's like, everybody thinks it's yummy. It's like a yummy Mexican restaurant. And they were like, what was the story, Sean?
I think they were funneling money for him.
Yeah.
The guy in New York last night, his name is Francisco Cali, but he goes by Frankie Boy.
Oh, Frankie Boy.
Frankie Boy got whacked last night.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Just to, because everybody's going crazy about Rottweilers and pit bulls on our face, or Textnado. Can I just read this and then I'll call it a day? This is everything. Hi, I'm a 6-time Rottweiler owner for over 30 years. I absolutely love my dogs. However, I would never, ever, ever trust a stranger's Rottweiler. I think that says it all.
They're very loyal to their owners, but they can be a little aggressive toward other people.
Right. So,
but that dog is
that
like
says
that.
That says everything, though. But that's an owner. That's an owner that's owned a Rottweiler for 30 years, yeah. 6 of them. So that's all I'm going to say. There, I defended myself with somebody else.
They're a little intimidating. When you see one,
yes.
A little intimidating.
They're strong.
So, what is the other breed?
Not Chihuahuas.
No.
Those little
Doberman
yappy.
Pinscher.
Dobermans.
No,
Dobermans.
Have you ever had a yappy Chihuahua?
Oh, yeah,
you
Chihuahua
think
bite you.
Like, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. You're like, oh, my God.
They're not.
Taco Bell.
It's not intimidating.
A Chihuahua? No. Yes.
No.
I have run from
now
a Chihuahua.
Now you're ridiculous.
No.
Yes.
Somebody back me
They can be
up.
Vicious. Chihuahuas can be vicious.
Chihuahuas are crazy.
They can be loud and they can yip, but they don't intimidate me.
Yes, they do. They bite your face off.
Bite your ankle.
Look, they don't intimidate me, though.
Well.
Dylan, are you scared of Chihuahuas?
Yeah, they're the meanest dogs on the planet.
Ever.
Oh, God.
All right, there you go. Tableau track.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.